Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland. Here to support business through the impact of coronavirus.
Cycling's popularity has seen a massive rise in recent years, not just as a way of staying active, but one that is an integral part of our daily lives. As more of us choose to get on our bikes and shops are now open again, I thought in this week's industry review I'd ask a couple of bike shop owners how they're doing. So joining me now, I'm delighted to be joined by Ciara Kavanagh, the sports room down there in Wicklow Town, and Michael Fearon is the managing director at the Cycle Superstore. You're both very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
So, Michael, I might start with you. Can you clarify the status of bicycle shops in the current reopening scenario? I think you stayed open up till Patrick's weekend and you closed and then you're now reopened. Is that correct?
That's correct, Bobby. Yeah, we were open up to Patrick's weekend in the first level of the lockdown, and then we were closed our doors. But we operated behind closed doors in the interim period up to last Monday. So we were processing online orders and doing emergency repairs, and two vans out on the road doing repairs and doing local deliveries, and then we were fulfilling orders around the country. And because we had a website, and we thought we had a fairly good website, we were taking orders from all over the country because a lot of shops were closed, the doors were closed, so they didn't have any website presence or any online presence. So we were picking up orders all over the country.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it exploded. It just exploded. It started off fairly slow, and I was wondering if it was going to be sustainable, if we were going to have to shut down and go home. But it built and built and built and built. With two things going on here, there's a worldwide demand for bicycles as a result of COVID-19. So this is happening everywhere in the world.
Tell us more about that, Michael, in terms of, like, would China be a fairly significant bicycle manufacturer, and are there implications around their shutdown?
Well, this is where I'm getting to, yeah. So China is, Asia is probably the biggest manufacturer of bicycles in the world. Okay, so they were shut for 4 months. All the factories shut down. So they were producing bikes in January, February, March, April for this period. So we'd be taking delivery now,
right,
of bikes that they would be using. This is our biggest selling period. So this is when they would have ramped up their production to maximum capacity. So they were shut for 4 months. So there's a lack of supply there. With the worldwide demand has caused shortages.
Right.
Now, we were in a position, we were lucky in the Cycle Superstore that we were in a position that in 2008 this happened on a smaller scale, but with the financial crisis we had the same issues with bike demand and coupled with the bike to work scheme starting. So this time we kind of saw it coming, so we went out and we bought all around us during the lockdown, so we've been scrounging bikes everywhere all over the world. So pretty good for stocks. I don't know what the future holds long term. You know what I mean?
Right.
Manufacturer will catch up. I mean, they will ramp up production. They will get it done, but it'll be a slow process. But bicycles are going to be part of our travel regime forever now, I think. They're already a big part of it, but they're going to be even a bigger part of it now. I've looked at some studies there from the UK today, and they say that a third of their public transport usage is going to switch to bicycles.
Amazing. Ciara, I suppose, new customer, did you have people who had old bikes dusting them down? I've never seen so many children cycling bikes, which is wonderful to see, I might add. But who are all these new customers?
Well, we were the same as Michael. You know, we were busy with bike repairs, emergency bike repairs, with the lockdown. And in the last week, we have seen so many bikes coming out of garden sheds that haven't seen the light of day in a long time. And like, they're children's bikes, they're adult bikes that, you know, parents are getting out on the bikes with the kids. It's just so lovely to see families out enjoying a bike ride again together. You know, you see the mum or the dad in front and all the little kids, like little ducklings behind them. And then, you know, people are just, for themselves, it's a great way to get a little bit of headspace to get out on your own for a cycle. We're lucky in Wicklow Town, you know, we've got a nice, you know, 2K initially and now 5K you know, nice places that you can go cycling, and of course the mountains right beside us as well.
Would I be right in saying, Ciara, that because children can't play sport because they're I suppose deprived of exercise in many cases, that one of the natural things for a parent might say, well, look, if I get him or her up on a bike, at least I can go out and we can all get a bit of exercise together. That's exactly kind of what we're seeing, isn't it?
Yeah. Like on Monday, one of the first customers through the door was saying, like, my kids aren't going to be, they're not playing GAA, they're not playing rugby. I need something, you know, so that they're getting exercise. And, you know, really, cycling is something you can do on your own, or, you know, safe social distancing, you know. So a lot of people are choosing to go on a bike. And like, just to go around Wicklow now at the moment, the amount of people out on bikes is just amazing. It's fantastic. Right.
Michael mentioned the supply chain there, Ciara. Did you have similar problems?
Yes, of course. I think every bike shop is going to have that.
Right.
And it's certainly at a certain price point as well. You know, you're going to see that. You know, there's not so many bikes, you know, at a particular price. So
that's what happens, isn't it? That the cheaper or more affordable bikes will be the first ones to be in short supply. So exactly. The price point actually goes up then as the shortage sort of bites. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. But interestingly enough, like, we're seeing a jump where people are, you know, interested in e-bikes, and so that's taking them totally into a whole new price point anyway. But there's a huge interest in the electric bikes now as well.
So. Yeah, I was reading about the e-bike rental scheme for Dublin, the Bleeper Bike, and I think Moby is the other one. Are they up and running, or where? What's the story with those e-bike initiatives? I suppose as policy in that, are we going to likely see them rolled out fairly lively, or what do you think?
Well, I'm not sure about that in Wicklow anyway. Possibly, you know, they're getting ready to go in Dublin. But even like talking with our local county council down here, I mean, they're looking at electric bikes as an option for the people who work there, you know, as an option to get around and go to meetings rather than everybody getting in and out of the cars. So, you know, it's something everybody's thinking about, I think.
Michael, one of the upsides of an e-bike, if you're using it to get to work, is, you know, that in terms of exertion and that, maybe you don't need the same showering facilities and stuff like that. Do you see a big demand in the e-bike is in your own business?
Oh, absolutely. The e-bike is the future. It's the future. I think it's a huge future in people's way of getting around. I was only thinking about it yesterday. If you think about Ireland, the climate in Ireland, I'd say you can count on both hands the amount of times that you'd say, I could not go out in that. In the depths of winter, you could still cycle. If you get the right gear, you can cycle all year round in Ireland. No problem. With an e-bike, you can cycle as far as you want. I mean, you could do 30k commute in and out on an e-bike, no problem. And you wouldn't come in absolutely wrecked. You'd be fine, and you'd be able to do your day's work, and you'd have done your exercise for the day as well. So yeah, e-bikes are going to be a huge, huge, huge talking point of the future. And based on that as well, Bobby, the infrastructure has to improve. You know, the roads aren't ready for all this cycling. You know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because I saw in London that they're mapping the tube map. Effectively, they're running closed cycle lanes, or proposed to at least run proposed cycle lanes over where the tubes go. So, like, if those figures you're quoting there, about 30% in that, Michael, like, infrastructure is going to absolutely have to massively improve, is it not?
Oh, no, it's absolutely. I mean, we've been on the show before and talked about it. Dublin's a medieval city, roads are narrow. There's just not enough room for trucks, bikes, cars, pedestrians, everyone to get around. So they're going to have to come up with some sort of a plan. I see the Green Party have announced that the program of government, they're going to put 20% of the infrastructure budget to cycling and walking. Now, I hope to have a budget to put to it, but that probably won't even be enough, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
What about the repair side of the business, Michael? Ciara mentioned people dusting down bikes and that. Is that something that you've seen?
Yeah, that's become, like, from this week, really, that's really taken off because people have been locked down. They can't get out. They've got their exclusion zones. They couldn't get to us. So the repair side, to be honest with you, Bobby, we have so much work. It's very hard to get through it all. So
yeah.
We've repairs. We're doing repairs. So people are programmed repairs. So they're getting in touch with the workshop and they program a date to bring their repair in. So at the moment, you've probably got about a 2 week wait.
Yeah.
To get your there, but the good thing is that it's booked in, it gets done, and you get it back. So there's no mess.
So
no,
it can be
around.
Done, but it's just that it
Everything, like at the moment, is very very time pressurized. Okay, we've got pressure on getting bikes delivered. So the biggest factor we have at the moment. So once you want a bike off me today, that's well and good. And I have it in stock. That's fine. You can have that bike. But for us to get it through our workshop, through our systems, and get it to you. Is what's taking time, even with all the mechanics we have. So you're talking about at least a 2 week wait. So if you see a nice bike today, you want it. It's 2 weeks before you're actually going to get it, before it goes through the workshop.
Right.
And that's just pure. That's just pure demand and supply and trying to get it through our system.
And Michael, with this big upside, then could you be looking at growth, sales growth on a like for like basis if you compare with last year? Like, are you one of the few that have actually benefited from this pandemic economically?
I would say by the end of the year, yeah, it's like we took a hit in March, obviously, and then we took kind of a smaller hit in April, and I would imagine that in May we will be back on course where we were last year, so and we should claw back what we lost in March. That's what we're modeling at the moment. Who knows? But again, it'll come down to supply.
Yeah.
And the demand is certainly going to be there.
Last word to you, Ciara. In terms of, are you optimistic now about the future? Do you see, from what can gauge over the last number of weeks, you'd have to be optimistic, would you not, for your business?
Oh, we are optimistic, yeah. I mean, like Michael, you know, there's a lot of bikes there needing to be repaired and a lot of people looking to upgrade their bike, you know, get a new bike. You know, people with a new interest in cycling who didn't have the time to do it before are coming down and just saying, it's so great, I could get out and go for a cycle. I've been wanting to do this for so long. And so I think, yeah, we're positive about it. Don't want to disappoint people in that they might have to wait a little bit longer than they usually would have. But, you know, we're doing our best to turn things around quickly.
All right. Well, look, we wish you both well, and it's good to see that there's some upside for some businesses and some sectors indeed. Thank you to Michael Fearon, the Managing Director of the Cycle Superstore, and to Ciara Kavanagh from the Sports Room down there in Wicklow. Thank you, and we wish you every success.